Hello, this is Susan Piper. Welcome to my podcast, Ask Susan, where I answer your questions about meditation practice.
Hi, Susan. Thank you so very much for your daily inspiration and your invitations to be a real human being and also learn to open up to other human beings. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about equanimity. I am confused about how to combine equanimity with this recent road I have embarked on, where I am learning to open up to difficult emotions, to pain, to anger, to feeling bad about myself, to regrets. And I am not sure how to combine that with equanimity, because I don't want to run away from those feelings. So I would be grateful if you could talk a little bit more about that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this question. Thank you for practicing together with me. I really, really appreciate that. And your question about equanimity is a very powerful question. How can you feel the whole range of emotion? How can you look at what causes you pain? How can you explore what is broken? How can you stand in discomfort and be equanimous at the same time? You can and you can't. You can't if you think that equanimity means feeling easeful. And of course, that's a very common interpretation of equanimity. It means everything's cool. I don't feel upset. I don't feel overly excited. I just feel balanced and good and yay, that's awesome. And when we have such moments, that is fantastic. However, those moments are not always so easy to come by, especially, as you say, when you're investigating wounds, what is painful. So there's another way to be equanimous, and it is equally as powerful and good. And that is to turn toward what you feel with full open-heartedness, to feel what you are actually feeling. So there are two ways, like I say, to be equanimous. One is to get away from anything that might be upsetting or detract from your equanimity, to rest in a state of easefulness. If you can do that, that's awesome. It's not that practical, and we can't always do that. But the other way to be equanimous is to be equanimous with what is, to not fight, to not push away, but instead to be with. So say you're feeling heartbroken for whatever reason. You have some pain and your heart is broken. You feel this ache in your chest. So equanimity could mean not feeling that. And if you can do that, great. But if you can't do that, it could mean flowing with it, feeling it, allowing it. And what I mean by that is not the story of it. My heart is broken because this happened, or because I have this problem, or because that person is horrible. Those things are thoughts. What I mean by feeling it is actually the feeling of it, usually in your body. Although sometimes people feel things more in the environment. If you feel things in your body, it would mean, oh, my chest is heavy. My breath feels labored. I feel frozen. These are the sensations that accompany heartbreak for me. That's an example. So you could feel that. Or you might feel like when your heart is broken, suddenly the world around you seems dull and heavy and gray. Well, you could place your attention on that. I'm not saying this is fun or feels good, but the equanimity comes from being with, not from getting away. Lack of equanimity is not the heartbreak. It is the disavowal of the heartbreak or the unwillingness to be with it. That is what causes lack of equanimity. But if you could always just be with, roll with, flow with what you are feeling, you would have natural equanimity. I'm not suggesting that this is easy or fun, but it is equanimous and you can totally do it. Your meditation practice teaches you how. So in meditation, we place attention on the breath, as you know, and when thoughts or feelings or sensations arise, we call them thinking. Let go and come back to the breath. Sometimes the thoughts that arise are boring. Sometimes they're really important. Sometimes they're vicious. Sometimes they are beautiful. Sometimes they are trivial. The same instruction applies to let go and come back to the breath. We can do that exact technique with what we feel. So again, using the example of heartbreak, although you could use it for anger or sadness, fear, but let's stay with heartbreak. You feel it, and you can make it the object of your meditation in the sense that you place your attention on the feeling, again, not the story connected to the feeling. That's called thinking. And when you get distracted from the feeling, because you're telling yourself a story, which may be true, about why it is that way, that you let go of that and come back to yourself, to what is in your heart, to what you are feeling, and be with it. Being with is the root of equanimity, not feeling peaceful all the time. So I hope that's useful. Thank you so much for your question and your kind words about our practice together. And I wish you well.